If you are relying solely on standard candlestick charts to make your decisions, you're essentially staring at a graveyard.
Right. I mean, it's a completely historical record.
Exactly. You're looking at trades that have already happened. It's entirely backward-looking. By the time, say, a 5-minute or a 15-minute candle finally closes, the institutional positioning that actually caused that movement has already shifted.
Oh, long gone. Yeah.
So if you're trading active futures markets like the ES or the NQ, and you actually want to see the future intentions of large traders, you have to look past the graveyard. You have to look directly into the depth of market, the DOM or the order book.
Because the limitation of the candlestick is that it really only tells you who won the last battle. But the order book, that tells you exactly where the armies are positioning themselves for the next one.
Right.
It shows you the resting limit orders, the actual capital sitting at various price levels just waiting to be filled.
But I mean, staring at a raw DOM on a high velocity asset like the NQ is, well, it's incredibly difficult.
Oh, it's brutal. The numbers are flashing, adding, canceling. I mean, we're talking microseconds.
Yeah, it's literally impossible for the human eye to process that raw data stream effectively,
Right.
which is exactly why practitioners utilize a liquidity heat map.
Right.
Think of a heat map as a time-lapse record of the DOM. It takes all those flashing numbers and visualizes them over time.
It uses color intensity, to show you precisely where massive institutions are parking their limit orders. And not just where, but how long those orders have been sitting there, and crucially, how they shift them around as the price action develops.
Okay, let's unpack this because this is where the mind games really start.
Oh, absolutely.
When you first look at a liquidity heat map, it feels like you possess X-ray vision. You see this bright band of liquidity sitting, I don't know, 10 points above the market, and you assume that's an impenetrable wall of resistance.
Which is exactly what they want you to think.
Right. But the entire mission, like the one critical survival skill you have to develop when reading order flow, is telling the difference between a bluff, which is fake liquidity, and the real heavyweights putting their money on the line, which is genuine absorption.
Yeah.
So how exactly are massive players using this visual representation of the order book to manipulate retail traders,
Yeah.
traders who might just be trying to trade a simple structural bounce?
Well, the most prevalent manipulative tactic in the modern electronic order book is spoofing. And we really have to weed out these traps before we can even begin to identify genuine institutional buying or selling. So spoofing is executed by highly sophisticated algorithms. The algo places a massive limit order in the book. I mean, we are talking about a liquidity wall that completely dwarfs all the surrounding
Well,
levels.
they have no intention of filling it, right?
Zero, absolutely zero intention of ever letting that order execute. It is pure psychological intimidation.
So they are deliberately tying up massive amounts of margin just to flex muscles they have no intention of actually using.
Exactly. And the margin requirement is just the cost of doing business for the, the few seconds the order is live. Let's walk through the exact mechanics of the scenario. Imagine price is rising steadily in the NQ. The trend is clearly bullish. Suddenly, an algorithm drops a giant sell wall just a few ticks above the current market price.
Right, so retail traders see this. Even some slower automated breakout systems spot this massive wall of supply appearing on their DOM or their level two data.
Yeah, and they immediately assume, well, there's no way the current buying momentum can eat through that much resistance.
So they panic. They aggressively start selling their long positions to take profit, or they initiate brand new short positions just trying to front run the massive wall.
Which is the brilliant part, because the retail panic actually accomplishes the algorithm's goal.
By front-running the fake wall, the retail traders are the ones driving the price down.
Right. The algorithm successfully forces a localized sell-off without ever having to risk a single contract at that upper level. It pushes the price lower, right down to a level where that exact same algorithm has hidden passive buy orders waiting to scoop up those contracts at a discount.
That is wild. But what's fascinating to me is how you differentiate that from a real order. I mean, if I'm looking at a heat map, a thick, bright band of liquidity looks the exact same, whether it's a spoof or a genuine institution trying to offload a position.
What's fascinating here is exactly how the behavior changes upon contact.
Okay, what do you mean?
When the spoof order is first placed, yeah, you see a very bright, thick line of resting liquidity sitting above the market. It looks like an absolute ceiling. But as the price pushes up and gets within a tick or two of actually touching that level, the line suddenly
It
fades,
just disappears.
completely vanishes from the heat map. The algorithm cancels the order in a fraction of a second before the matching engine can even pair it with an aggressive buyer. This action is known as pulling.
It is exactly like a mirage in the desert.
Mm.
You are running toward what looks like a massive wall of resistance. You brace for the impact, and right before you touch it, it just vanishes.
Yep.
And the outcome of that is totally deadly for anyone caught off guard.
Yeah.
Because that order was pulled, no transactions actually took place at that price. So no large executed volume bubbles print on the chart.
Right. There's no volume there.
Instead, what you get is a severe liquidity void.
And, I mean, a void creates one of the most dangerous environments for a retail trader because everyone assumed there was heavy supply at that level. The actual organic order book behind that fake wall is incredibly thin.
There's absolutely no secondary line of defense.
None. So when the wall vanishes, price slips right through that empty space. You get these rapid, violent price extensions and massive slippage because there are literally no resting limit orders to absorb the aggressive market momentum.
You expect heavy resistance, but you just find thin air.
Exactly. Now, contrast that mirage with an institution that actually needs to do business on the lit exchange. If a massive player genuinely wants to acquire or distribute a huge position, they face a severe liquidity problem.
Right. Wait, let me stop you right there.
Sure.
If a massive institution needs to move, say, thousands of contracts of the ES,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't they just execute that in a dark pool to hide their intentions entirely? Why are they dealing with the lit order book where we can literally track them on a heat map?
It's a great question. So dark pools are highly efficient for equities, but the futures market, specifically the CME, where the ES and NQ trade, those are centralized lit exchanges.
Ah, okay.
I mean, while there are block trade facilities for massive pre-negotiated institutional transfers, a vast amount of institutional hedging and speculative execution absolutely must interact with the continuous lit limit order book.
So they have to show their hand to some extent.
They do, but they cannot just slap a 5,000 lot market order on the ES. The market impact would be catastrophic. They would chew through the entire resting liquidity on the DOM, causing massive slippage and basically ruining their own average fill price.
And they also can't just rest a single 5,000 lot limit order either.
No. Because the whole market would instantly see it, realize a whale is positioning, and completely front-run them.
So they're forced to use a mechanism that hides their true size while still interacting with the lit market.
Yes. They use absorption paired with replenishing. Instead of showing their full hand, they use iceberg orders.
Right, icebergs.
Say an institution needs to buy 5,000 contracts. They program their execution algorithm to only display 50 contracts on the lit order book at any given time.
Okay, so just a small fraction.
Exactly. As soon as aggressive sellers hit the bid and consume those 50 contracts, the institution's algorithm instantly replenishes another 50 from the background. And then another 50 and another 50.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because on the heat map, you are looking at a visual paradox.
Yeah, that's wild to watch.
When you observe this replenishing behavior, the signature is undeniable. Unlike the spoofer's wall that pulls and vanishes as price approaches, this bright zone of resting liquidity absolutely does not move.
It holds its ground entirely.
And as soon as the price actually touches this replenishing level, you see massive executed volume bubbles, sometimes displaying thousands of contracts transacted, just exploding on the chart.
Yeah.
You're watching aggressive market sell orders just slamming into this bid, dumping heavy volume, but the price fails to move a single tick lower.
Because the passive limit orders of the institution are soaking up every single aggressive market order thrown at them. The aggressors are burning through their capital, looking at their own order flow tools, seeing massive sell volume, and assuming they're going to push the price right through the floor.
But they are completely unaware that they're feeding an iceberg.
Exactly. And the aftermath of that collision is the exact opposite of the void left by a spoof.
Great.
Once the aggressive participants finally run out of contracts to sell, like once the selling pressure is completely exhausted, the order book imbalance flips instantly.
The price just reverses sharply away from the iceberg wall.
Because so much volume was transacted precisely at that price level, it cements that area as a highly reliable, high probability structural support or resistance zone for the future.
Wow.
The institution has essentially anchored the market at that price.
Wow. So now that we understand the core mechanics, you know, the mirage of pulling versus the heavy reality of replenishing absorption, we really need to look at how these mechanisms are weaponized against the standard retail playbook.
Oh, this is where it gets brutal.
The most glaring example is the breakout trap. I mean, this exploits one of the most fundamental retail trading behaviors.
Yeah.
Blindly buying breakouts at obvious resistance levels.
Yeah.
Every retail textbook tells you, when price breaks the ceiling, you buy the momentum.
And the institutions rely heavily on retail traders executing that exact textbook strategy. They need that artificial momentum to create liquidity for their own counterpositions.
So what does that trap look like on the heat map?
Here is the exact sequence. You have price approaching a very clear, bright resistance wall. It has been tested before. The level is obvious to everyone. Retail traders are watching. They're waiting for the breach.
Right.
But just before the price touches the level, that massive wall vanishes. The algorithm pulls the liquidity.
So the retail trader sees the DOM suddenly clear out. They see this empty space above the old resistance level. They assume the institutional sellers have completely surrendered, and they slam the market buy button to catch the breakout.
Exactly.
But wait, I have a question here. If hundreds of retail traders are suddenly hitting market buy orders to chase the breakout, shouldn't we see a massive explosion of green buy bubbles printing on the heat map at the breakout point?
Not at the scale required to validate an actual institutional move?
Really?
No, because retail order flow is heavily fragmented. A few hundred one-lot or two-lot market orders, they just do not register as the massive consolidated volume bubbles you see during genuine institutional absorption.
Got it.
When the retail crowd buys that breakout into the void, the critical tell on the heat map is the profound lack of large volume nodes. You might see a flurry of small transactions, sure, but no giant execution bubbles print.
Meaning there is zero institutional backing behind that upward momentum.
Zero.
It is just retail capital pushing into a vacuum.
It's weak, unconfirmed volume operating in thin air. And the moment the price drifts slightly higher into that void, the trap springs.
Ouch.
The passive institutional algorithms that pulled the initial wall immediately slap entirely new, massive limit walls above the market, aggressively capping the price.
And then what?
Simultaneously, institutional execution algos step in with aggressive market sell orders, crushing the price back down below the original breakout level.
So they trap every single retail trader who bought the top of that specific move. Now, those breakout buyers are instantly underwater. And as the price drops back below the structural level, what do those retail traders do? Their stop losses trigger. And a long stop loss is simply a market sell order. So their panicked exits add massive secondary fuel to the downside fire.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this sequence mathematically proves why you must never initiate a breakout trade if you see resting liquidity being pulled ahead of the price without massive volume confirmation.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
If the wall pulls and there are no giant execution bubbles to validate that institutions are actually stepping in to support the new higher prices, you are walking blind right into a trap.
It is a brutal wealth transfer mechanism. But institutions do not just set traps above the market to catch overeager buyers. They go hunting exactly where retail traders place their safety nets.
Oh, the stop runs.
Yeah, let's examine the mechanics of the stop run, or the liquidity sweep, because the most obvious places on any chart to park a stop loss are just above swing highs or just below swing lows.
And the logic makes sense to a retail trader, right? Just place the stop just outside the established structure.
Right.
The problem is that if tens of thousands of traders apply that exact same logic, they place their stop losses in the exact same tight price clusters. This creates a massive, concentrated pool of resting liquidity.
And large institutions actively need those pools. If an institution has to fill a massive long position, they require an equally massive amount of sell orders to buy from, otherwise they'll just slip their own price to death.
Exactly.
And the highest concentration of forced sell orders in the market is the cluster of sell stop losses resting just below the current swing low. So they deliberately drive the price down to trigger them.
And the visual sequence of the liquidity sweep on the heat map is incredibly distinct. You will see price action aggressively spike down through a bright liquidity wall sitting exactly at that swing low.
Just piercing it.
It pierces the level intentionally to trigger the cascade of retail stop losses. And the moment those stops trigger, they convert into aggressive market sell orders.
And the institution is just waiting there.
The institution simply parks their massive passive limit buy orders right in that pocket, absorbing the entire cascade of retail panic.
But the way a trader differentiates a sweep from a genuine structural breakdown is what happens immediately after the stops are triggered.
Right. Immediately after the cascade is absorbed, the aggressive selling activity and the volume bubble sizes drop to near zero.
Because the institution is done.
Exactly. The institution has soaked up all the required liquidity, their massive order is completely filled, and the algorithmic downward pressure is instantly shut off. Because the selling exhaustion is immediate and total, the price quickly snaps back inside the previous trading range.
Okay, so the technical execution rule here requires intense patience. You cannot try to catch the falling knife, and you absolutely cannot assume a breakdown is genuine just because the price crossed a major swing low.
No, never.
You have to wait for the sweep to finish its work. Once the aggressive volume dies out and the price violently crosses back over that swept level, that is the objective signal to enter the reversal.
And for risk management, you place your stop loss at the absolute extreme of the wick created by the sweep.
Right, because if price ever returns to the bottom of that wick, the premise of the liquidity sweep is completely invalidated.
Yeah, at that point, you are likely in a true trend continuation. It requires a profound shift in perspective. You have to stop providing the liquidity and start trading alongside the participant who is sweeping it.
So what does this all mean for someone who is already holding a live position? I mean, we've covered the entry mechanics, the breakout traps, the stop runs. But how does a trader utilize this heat map data to manage an open position in a fast-moving market like the ES or NQ?
Well, you have to understand that resting liquidity acts as a magnetic force on price action. We just established that large participants absolutely require counter liquidity to fill their massive size efficiently.
Right.
Because of this mechanical requirement, the matching algorithms will naturally and inevitably seek out high-density areas of limit orders. The market constantly searches for pools of resting liquidity to match supply with demand.
So if you are holding a live position, those bright resting walls on the heat map act as your roadmap for trade management.
Let's assume you are long from a precise entry at a swing low. You look at the heat map and you see a solid, intensely bright limit wall that has been sitting 20 points higher on the DOM for the last 3 hours.
Just chilling there.
Yeah. That wall has not pulled. It has not shifted. It is stable. That wall is a magnet. It provides a highly logical, static target for you to take your profits.
Because you know the market has a high probability of traveling to that specific liquidity pool to facilitate trade.
Exactly. Therefore, you place your own take profit limit order to front run that massive wall by a tick or two, ensuring you get fill before the institution's size caps the move.
Okay, that covers the offensive side of trade management, using the walls as targets. But the heat map also functions as an early warning radar for defense.
Right. This raises an important question. How do you react when the microstructure landscape shifts dynamically while you are exposed in the market? What if you were long? The price is trending beautifully in your direction, but suddenly you see entirely new, intensely bright limit walls appearing on the heat map right above the current price, directly in your path.
That indicates a major participant is stepping onto the field and aggressively setting up a defense against your position.
Right. An institution has actively decided to step in and cap the upward momentum. When you see new, heavy liquidity appearing against your open position, it is a glaring warning sign.
The probability of continuation just dropped drastically.
Exactly. It is often the correct decision to aggressively trail your stop or exit the position entirely before the price actually hits that newly formed wall and reverses violently.
And the defensive radar works in the opposite scenario as well. Assume you are short, you are riding the price down toward a massive, well-established support wall.
Okay.
You are anticipating a bounce there, but you are still holding the short. Suddenly, while you are watching the heat map, that massive support wall just disappears. The algorithm pulls the bids.
Yeah, and whether that wall was a spoof from the beginning, or whether genuine institutional buyers simply retreated because they lost confidence in the level, the mechanical result is exactly the same.
A severe liquidity void just opened up directly below the current market price.
Exactly. Now, if you are short, your initial instinct might be that a disappearing support wall is a positive development, you know, that the price will just free fall faster.
Sure.
But the reality of the order book is that voids create extreme, unpredictable volatility.
Because without that counterparty limit, liquidity anchoring the price, any sudden injection of aggressive market buying can cause the price to shoot upward rapidly,
resulting in a massive short squeeze.
Yep. If you were short and the floor completely vanishes from the DOM, that void is a mechanical warning sign to exit and protect your capital.
It all comes back to how the resting orders behave when the pressure is applied. The ultimate truth on the DOM is never just about the visual size of the wall. It comes down strictly to behavior upon contact.
Right. Spoofing relies on intimidation. It vanishes at the last possible microsecond, leaving a dangerous liquidity void that punishes anyone who anticipated the bounce.
And real absorption demonstrates commitment. It holds its ground, actively replenishes its size from the background, and prints massive executed volume bubbles as it soaks up all opposing aggression.
By mastering the visual identification of those two distinct behaviors, a trader stops guessing what the broader market might do based on lagging indicators and starts reading exactly what the largest capitalized participants are actually doing in real time.
Spot on.
You know, I want to leave you with a scenario to analyze the next time you are watching the Dom on a high-impact trading day. We have detailed what happens when an aggressive participant hits a fake wall, and we know exactly what happens when they run into a replenishing iceberg.
Uh-huh.
But what happens on the liquidity heat map when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? Picture this exact microstructure collision. Two massive institutional players with completely conflicting iceberg algorithms meet at the exact same price tick.
Oh, man.
One is a highly aggressive buyer, determined to absorb every single resting sell order on the book. And the other is a passive seller, instantly replenishing every single buy order that hits the tape.
That is a heavyweight fight.
When hundreds of millions of dollars of institutional capital are colliding at one single price level, neither willing to yield, who breaks first? And when one of those algorithms finally exhausts its allocated capital, what kind of violent structural liquidity void is left in the aftermath of that collision?
To monitor those resting limit orders, track dynamic wall behaviors in real time, and actually watch those institutional collisions unfold on the DOM, practitioners utilize the liquidity heat map study from MotiveWave. Furthermore, to systematically detect the hidden replenishment orders we analyze today, it is highly recommended to combine that heat map with the iceberg detector tool. You can find these order flow tools and comprehensive technical resources at wickflow.com.